Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, glad you're back with us. At the top of the hour, we're going to get to our friend Jesse Jane Duff. Excited to talk to her today because we know that Inspector General report comes out at some point this morning. Plus, Tom Ackerman coming up in the next hour, just about 1 hour from now. Of course, new football coach for the University of Missouri.
So yes,
that was kind of a big deal yesterday. Mm-hmm. Eli.
I mean, but he goes by Eli.
Drinkwitz. You may not have heard him. We'll find out what Tom knows about him and what he's expecting out of that choice coming up here about 8:35. My son knew nothing about him. I checked in with him. He's a Mizzou student, so I had to check in with him last night and see what's going on with that. Hey, you know what? I want to introduce my guest right now. Tom Satterley is a retired command sergeant major with Delta Force. He's a decorated veteran, and he's trying to give back to his fellow veterans. He also happens to be a native of Sunset Hills right here in the greater St. Louis area. And, Tom, welcome into the program this morning.
Thank you. I really enjoy being here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, when I would have had you on anyway, but when I found out you were from Sunset Hills, I'm like, well, that's a no-brainer. We got to get him on here to talk.
Well, I've been here about 6 years. My wife's been here her whole life, and she wouldn't have any other place to live. So,
well, that's fantastic. Tell us a little bit about you've got a book out now called "All Secure: A Delta Force Operator's Fight to Survive on the Battlefield and the Home Front." Tell us what led you to the point you decided to write that book.
Honestly, I have to give a lot of the credit to my wife, if not all of it. She was telling me how cathartic it would be and how it would reach more people after going through all we went through to find help for me. And, you know, coming from where I came from, I didn't want to write a book at all. But she just kept pushing me as sort of a, you know, a hide the peas in the brownies kind of thing, to where the guys will come out for the brownies, but we'll sneak the peas in as well, and they won't even know it. And it's kind of how we ended up doing it and how it's turning out so far.
Yeah, and so what you're addressing here is how to combat what we talk about all the time, which is maybe post-traumatic stress syndrome and some of the other after effects of serving in combat situations, right?
Absolutely. Everybody we talk to, to a person, has the same issues. And what we're finding out is how you got PTS or how you got depressed or how you got to where you're at is just a story. But the symptoms and the treatment are all similar. And whether you're a CEO or first responder or veteran, I mean, the treatments are all so similar. It was ridiculous. So we wanted to let everybody know that just because you go out and you see and do horrible things and you come back home, you don't have to spend the rest of your life in misery.
Wow. You describe in here that you would come home and you would ask the same questions. Why am I so angry all the time? Is that how it shows up in everyone, or are the symptoms different?
I think anger is the most is the top symptom. Everybody at work, from a private to a 4-star general. I mean, at work you're one thing, and everybody's comfortable doing that. But when you come home, you're just a spouse. And we all take the stresses and pressures of life and work out at home. So everybody's saying, why do I blow up on my kids? Why am I blowing up on my spouse or my wife when I come home and they just ask a simple question, or the dishes are dirty in the sink and no one's doing what they're supposed to? And it's just, we're so used to operating at work of life and death, or even CEOs, you got to get it done or you're going to get fired. That pressure and stress just, you know, you carry it home with you, and then you enter that shame cycle where you say something you wish you wouldn't have said, and then you feel bad about it, and then you're shamed, and now you're angry, and then it starts all over again.
Yeah. You know, I hear, and I've had a number of people on this program talking about it, veterans who've lost friends, who've committed suicide. The suicide rate is just off the charts these days. Does the military need to be doing more to help people transition? Is there anything in place there at all?
There wasn't when I got out, and there's so many people saying the same things now. They're starting to, but it's just like the government or anything, any organization that's so big. Once you start something, it's like turning a ship in the ocean. It's going to take a while. It's going to have to be a cultural change in the young men and women that are, you know, being raised in the military and told that, you know, you don't want to admit that you're hurting because it's a sign of weakness, and people will start wondering if you can do your job.
Wow. Tom Satterley is my guest. He's a decorated veteran, former Delta Force Sergeant Major, and he's written a book now to try to help his fellow veterans called All Secure, A Delta Force Operator's Fight to Survive on the Battlefield and the Home Front. Now, you haven't just written the book, but I would assume that before you started the book with your wife, Jen, you already had the All Secure Foundation, correct?
Correct. Yeah, the book came later and during, actually. We started as much as we could over the last 2-3 years, just ourselves. I'm working. She's working on the foundation. I'm making money to pay the bills and working with her when I can. And finally, this year got to the point where I could go full time on the foundation and help out as well. And we held our first couples retreat that went great. And now we have 6 scheduled for next year, plus 4 more waiting to be added right now.
Tom, what are you? I assume you take phone calls from these veterans who are suffering, and when they find your organization or they find your phone number, what's the common reaction you get on the telephone when you're talking to them?
First thing out of everyone's mouth is, "I'm sorry to bother you. My PTS is not like yours. My life was not like yours." And I tell them, every one of them, stop. This isn't a competition. Okay, I don't care about your story. I don't care if anybody knows about my story. But here's how I got better. And every person to a T, you know, is calmed at the end. And I let them know I'm not a therapist. I'm just a guy you're talking to right now. You know, I'm just going to create awareness based on experience. And they're so similar. And by the time I'm done with every person, it's wow, it's not me. You mean it's biological. I can do something about this. It's not weakness. And I love to hear that, you know, if somebody like you can admit it, then it makes it okay for me.
Yeah.
Though I don't hate the part about if somebody like you, where people hold you on a pedestal, I hate that. But if it gets people to listen to me, I'm all about it.
Well, we certainly commend your efforts in this, trying to help other folks. And how can people find out more about your organization and get the book?
Oh, they can go to allsecurefoundation.org, O-R-G, or they can find the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or on our website as well, All Secure Foundation.
Well, Tom Satterley, thanks so much for what you do, and your wife, Jen, thank her for us as well. We appreciate you being out there fighting the good fight.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.